Hello, my love, my beloved. I write to you after this blessed satsang to tell you that I'm very grateful that you have shown me my thorns and my fragility. Yes, they are here, I can see them, but from a very different and soft space. They have been covered by some matters that are now dissolving in my life. I know that in your grace I can heal them. You are here with me. You are my guru, my love, my beloved. I love you at your feet. Yours is Sheld. That is my work, to show you who you are, and on that path back to yourself you have to see everything: the thorns, the flowers, the fragility, the strength, the uncertainty. Everything will come up. But you seeing it in the right way, then you embrace it. That is what is grace. Then you embrace it, whatever it is, because you have something in your heart that is stronger than the mind. You have something that wants to open, that wants to grow, that wants to flower, instead of shutting down. These are the two possibilities. Either shut down or open more. And in love, if you are so lucky that you have love, then you can open more easy. Then there is trust. You say, they are here, I can see them, but from a very different and soft space. Yeah, because now you start being more gentle with yourself. You have to be compassionate to yourself. The society doesn't learn you that. In fact, in the Western world, the women is supposed to be like Iron Woman. You have to take care of everything. It takes courage to be soft. To be soft in this hard world, it takes courage. They have been covered by some matters that is now dissolving in my life. Yes. Again, that is what the whole journey coming closer, the unreal has to go. You have to dissolve that which is not real, and that goes effortlessly. It's not in your doing, you can just observe it and support it. That is all. Is dissolving, that is the right thing. You don't do, it's no effort to dissolve. What effort is there for sugar to be dissolved? If you put sugar in hot chai, what is it? Is there any effort? No. At the most, the sugar say, whoa! Like that. That is surrender. That is grace. You just go with the flow. Life is very easy, it takes good care, if we get out of our own way. But it takes time to become natural again. Because we have been covered by some matters. Some mind matters, some habits matters, some dense ideas, habits, conditionings. As this goal, more space, more free, more happy, more at peace, more sensitive, more fragile, more helpless. Nobody allows that if they don't have love, if they don't have trust. If somebody doesn't remind them that it's okay, this is supposed to happen. You're supposed to fall apart. Then you will laugh, just like this sugar and this chai. I know that in your grace I can heal them. Yes. When something has touched you, then you know. And that is what satsang is, that is what the sangha is, that is what the whole Buddha field is all about. To give you the courage and the understanding and the allowing this to happen. So you become more and more settled in yourself. Otherwise everybody comes with all kinds of ideas and then just the smallest things happens and it can get them shook up. And the Sangha is to show you all sides. It's very easy to sit alone and think you're enlightened. Much more difficult when you are with a lot of people. So you have to become integrated, you have to become strong. Because you will be tested. And you have to test yourself. You have to take notice how little it takes to make you wobbling out of balance. Again and again you have to come back, go deeper. Deeper than that which make you uncertain. Wishy-washy, which is only the mind. And that is what is happening. And when you feel that all this is dissolving in your life, then more trust, then more totality, more let go, more joy. Because now you know it works. Very good, Isha. It's not too cold for you, huh? No? This is my first long retreat and I'm really enjoying it. After satsang on Sunday, my tears started to flow. I felt like melting to nothing, surrounded by love. Yes, no, you are also just like the sugar in the chai. That's what I'm cooking here, this sweet chai. Indian chai, not Tibetan chai, that's very salty. My habit is sweet chai. This is how it is. You don't do anything because as long as you have the courage, the understanding to go even against your mind, then the heart knows. And what happens when you do that what the heart is asking you for? Then it becomes very happy and yet feels at home. At last you listen to me now. Your whole life you've been busy doing things. No, at last we can be together, relax. Then melting. That's how heart should be, melting. Like pudding, not like rock. Some hearts are like rocks. many people, you know how that also feel. And then you appreciate more when the melting happens. How is it possible? I'm dissolving, melting to nothing. I just wanted to surrender. Use the opportunity when you feel it. Because it's not you, it's just when you melt. It comes from a different, deeper place in you. The ego never wants to surrender. So it must be something else. And surrender to that. I feel my heart is opening more and more to love. And my tears are cleansing me, cleaning me. Tears are the right things to cleanse you. And when you allow it, and when it is out of love, you feel how beautiful, how clean you feel afterwards. Those tears, what they had done. Most people, they know tears of suffering, of pain, of conflict. But you have different tears, tears of love, tears of gratitude. That is really cleansing. And that is my whole work here. First, to wake up your sleeping heart. Say, hello, it's morning. Let's sing with the birds. Then next, love. Then you feel lovely because now the heart is waking up. Out of that love, surrender. That's how it goes. Trip, trap, tresco. No? No, the older Brazilian didn't understand. Monday, I had a beautiful, but they understand anyway, look, they do. That's how it is, that's how love is. They don't need to understand the words. They're in love, then they just laugh. When the beloved are happy, then they laugh also. That's it. Monday, I had a beautiful time in the mountains, which looks like an Indian elephant. Yes.
Elephanti.
The wind and the sun played with me and told me to be happy and joyful. I love this purity and this feeling of freedom when I'm walking in the mountains. Yes. Special when you are surrounded by love. Then nature comes in its right face. It shows its right face. Because it all depends on you. Everything changed then. Everything is perfect here. Like my son, Bord, said, I just want to move here. Is Bord here? He's gone now? It was very good for him, no? I just have to find a nice way to bring my daughter here. Love and gratitude from Inga. You have a daughter who hasn't been here? How old is she? In that age, it can go easily both ways. I have seen many, many people, many children have been around me. Children of the sannyasins, and they have been so devoted and so in tune up to a certain age. When they start the teenager age, then anything can happen. Because then it's not so cool anymore, no? It's not so cool anymore. Up to a certain age, then they feel they're very innocent. So it's almost like we have to lose that innocence and then find it consciously. Because in that age, it's not cool anymore to be an innocent child. They want to be grown up. And then they look around and then they see all the stupid things the grown-ups do and what they think is cool. Because the world is full of idiotic grown-ups. So wherever they look at idiots and bad habits and mind and unconsciousness. So where can they find something real? It's very, very difficult. The real you have to look for. The unreal, you can look anywhere you see. So this is a very... You can go easily both ways. No? Some manage. I don't know how it happened. You never know. How do you... What happened? You are here, no? It's like that. All you can do, enjoy her, say that, no, this was very good for you, no? Share your love. Because that is the only thing, like it changed you. Love transforms anything, but you have to feel it. So if you touch her in the right place, then she will feel that. Then she has to go. It's beyond her mind, her identifications. That's how it goes. I was amazed. In the ashram in India also, many, many children, I watched, they had a beautiful life there in the Sangha, and the Buddha field, the master, everybody take good care. But they had to go astray, no? Many had to go really astray, no? Then they come, maybe later they come back, no? Like that. Then in the meantime, the mother has to suffer. Yes, family? Yes, Mangala? Yes, Bhavani? That's how it is. Then all you can do is just pray. And not take it too seriously. That's the thing. Then take it too seriously, you get too involved. So, you just tell her from me she's welcome, like you are, and both, the whole family. But that's how it is. You can't go to heaven if you can't enjoy it, you know. Then first you have to go to hell, then, no? If you've been in hell, then you really appreciate heaven. If you haven't been to hell, you can't really appreciate it. You're just like, it's cool, but, you know, because you haven't been in hell. No, first go to hell, then. Then come, you will have peace. Otherwise, it's all... That's how it is. You have to have their own experience. Or maybe they have something, like some people have this from before, no? Where is Prachita? Beloved Swar, when this silence started, I felt like this warm and soft sea for me to just sink into. Yeah, because now you have gone through that nice washing program, no? Now it's nice to stop. And one has to be prepared for the silence. When you are in the right space in yourself, then it's beautiful. Just like this. You're so soft to sink into this silence. So very good. And now when we have silence, just dive totally into it. Because very few people have any silence in their life. So the more conscious you are for what is happening and this great opportunity you have, the more you will go into it. And the more you will enjoy it, appreciate it. This silence, just to be silent and come back to oneself, is almost forgotten in the world. People are all the time busy. When I'm in touch with this silent space within me, I feel trust, peace, at ease, and I'm just letting it be as it is. And that's the sign that it is the real. You don't want to do anything, everything is like it is. Otherwise, people always want it to be something else. They dream about something else. They think about something else. That always keeps them away from the now. When you become more quiet, having the right space, understanding, then everything is perfect now. There's nowhere else you should be, there's nothing else you should do, everything is perfect. That is the sign you are home. When I'm in touch with this silent space within me, I feel trust, peace, at ease. But because it is. That's what it is. I call what I'm doing inner extreme sports. That's a good word, I like that. Over and over again, I see myself jumping from steep mountaintops into this fog while I shout, I trust. How did you learn this sport? Without knowing where or when I'm going to land. All voluntary, totally crazy, says the mind. Go for it, says the heart. I follow my heart and I'm giving it more and more space in my life. Why not give it all the space? Should we try that? Huh? How would that be? Not just little space, but all the space. How would it be then? Then you could stay in this peace, this silence, this at-easeness, not wanting to go anywhere. Not thinking that you should do anything. That's how it starts. First, there is no space for the heart. Then you give a little space. Then a little more space. And then you feel, that is good, but I still want to do some of my bad habits. Then that's how it goes. The more understanding, the more total, quicker it goes. Otherwise, you can drag it out. So now you got into something, you saw it, I follow my heart and I'm giving it more and more space in my life. You have this craziness in you, and that's why it's going very good now. Thank you, Swa, for making all this possible. I love you, beloved Master. Deepest love and gratitude, your Prachita. That's what the Master wants to give you, the courage and the totality to do it. And then when you do it, you feel what happens. Then you will never be afraid. You will always be ready to go for it. Like that what you say, go for it, says the heart. You have to go beyond. Everybody has their own limitations, but you don't have any limitations. Because you are freedom itself. You are the open sky. Where is the borders of the sky? Where's the end of the sky? No, like that. Don't listen to the mind. Extreme sports. Beloved Master, who am I? During this week, this question has been constantly present in my being, and each time it comes, I cannot find anything. I cannot find anybody. It is just a huge openness. Where only pure, endless, silent space remains. In this present space, there is relaxation and peace. At the same time, while the inquiry goes deeper, there is an awareness that is always witnessing. Clearly, the whole dream of life. On some level of my being, beloved, there is the realization that every manifestation that appears and disappears in life is this dream. It is an illusion. At the same time, I can also clearly see that there is an I that is deeply attached, identified with this dream, and lives that as real. Last night, I had a dream about my father, and in the dream, old and sad feelings were there. Then I came to satsang, and suddenly memories from the time when my father was dying came up, and with that a huge wave of emotion took over me. I felt the same despair from that time. The huge fear of death became present. The emotion was so strong and alive, and in the middle of that the question came, who am I? Who is feeling that? That's why I want to give you these techniques, because then it can come up like that. And this is a real situation that just cuts through it. So you have to use it whenever it comes up. Something inside of me felt that it was okay to feel the pain, since it was there anyway. Of course it's okay. This is just your idea that you shouldn't feel pain. You have pain as long as you have the body. So I cried from the bottom of my heart, in that turbulence, I saw how strong the identification is with this body and emotions. But the presence underneath this identification is always here, witnessing quietly, as if it is giving the space for that to happen. After a while, all the emotions were gone, as everything else in life, and a very vulnerable space remained. Beloved Master, how to be free from this fear of death and from the fear of disappearing into the nothingness that is my very nature. Please, Beloved, kill me at once so I can disappear in you forever. With all the love and gratitude, Sujaya. No, you start seeing now. You've been eating my food and you're seeing now. This is what happens. More awareness, more depth. This is how it is. I can tell you year in and year out, but you have to see it, you have to experience it. So, this technique, who am I, it goes to the very bottom of the mind, no? That is the most essential question, if you use language, if you use the mind. Like an arrow, it goes, cuts through. So, if you take it to the bottom, you cannot find anything. I cannot find anybody. What does that mean? Then you're gone. So, this is one point that is the direction of awareness, meditation. Then the other way is love. Then also melting. When you melt, what happens then? You disappear. Outcome is the same. That's why I'm talking about awareness, meditation, and love, surrender. They look opposite, but they go into the same temple. And both is needed. Because people have to have an awareness, then they see. Otherwise, they can just be goody-goody. You have to have some kind of strength also. That strength is awareness. So you cut through. You cut through the mind, you cut through the nonsense. You see it as it is. That gives you an integrity. You become centered. And the same happens out of love. You also disappear then. All the techniques is just from different sides. Singing, kirtan, bhajans. You sing, you disappear. In satsang, you disappear. You disappear in the master. Then no problem, you feel very happy. Your consciousness comes back. Because you are gone, no, only consciousness. The easiest technique, beyond any technique. On some level, there is the realization that every manifestation that appears and disappears in life is this dream, it is an illusion. Yes, that's what we've been saying for thousands of years. The world is Maya, is illusion, is a dream. But it's still there, it's real. It doesn't mean that it's not real, it means that something is more real. Finding that which is more real than this world, then you find the real. It's not against this world, it's just more. You see it in the right perspective. at the same time, I can also clearly see that there is an I that is deeply attached, identified with this dream, and lives that as the real. Yes. But now you can see that's what I want to give you. Yeah? The vision to see both. Hmm? Totally identified in the Maya, in this dream, is suffering. Totally ego. Then gradually, glimpses, you become more and more free, you see things as they are. Hmm? Then, when you see things as they really are, which is this, everything disappears. That is total freedom. The world doesn't disappear, but you just have seen the real. Everything falls into its right place. Then you function here in freedom instead of as a slave. Then you become a master. Yeah? A master means somebody who is not a slave of the Maya, of the illusion. How can you be a master if you're a slave? Hmm? You have to find the real, then you become your own master. This is how it goes with Jaya. Then you see, then slowly, slowly, you get more and more into the real. First, you have to recognize that which is unreal. That is a great moment. You start seeing what is unreal. Then with clarity, with little help, then you can go into that and find out. You have to understand it. When you see it, then even the mind will give up then, because it understands it's something much more. Then the mind itself surrenders, it gives up. It bows down. I saw how strong the identification is with this body and emotions. Yes. But the presence underneath this identification is always there, witnessing quietly. That's why I want to get you quiet, peaceful. Loving, because only in that space you will see it. Otherwise, it's there for everybody, the whole life, always. But they can't see it, they can't sense it, because they're too insensitive. It's too much noise, too much mind, then you can see it. You have to be quiet, it witnessing quietly. You have to become loving, peaceful, silent, to listen to this whisper of the heart, of your own being. It is there, always, underneath. But you have to go deep. Hmm? Shallow people never hear it. On the surface, you don't hear it. There's always waves on the surface of the ocean. You go deep, deep, deep in the ocean, it's very quiet. Totally quiet, totally peaceful. Nothing ever moves. You don't feel this biggest hurricane on the surface of the ocean. You don't feel that in the depth. Everything is always still, peaceful, relaxed. That is exactly how the mind is. If you are only identified with the Maya, with the illusion, with the mind, always restlessness, always turmoil, then you have a glimpse of the depth. Oh my God. Then you find your way back. Then you're always in touch with that. Hmm? That is the whole process from Maya to the real, from darkness to light, from unconsciousness to consciousness. After a while, all the emotions were gone and everything else in life and very vulnerable space remained. And that's another thing, you know, who wants to be vulnerable? Everybody wants to be strong. It takes courage to be vulnerable, and you can't do it either, it happens. You can taste it like you have tasted this. Then only a vulnerable space remains. Then you become very soft, very vulnerable, very sensitive. And in that space, you don't care about the world as such, because you want vulnerable, you want the heart, you want the truth. That's what I mean, that only the heart can understand the heart. Only lovers can understand the language of the heart. Then you are vulnerable, you are sensitive. You can feel it, you can sense it. And you want to relax more in it. Because it's so good, it's so nourishing. It's so recharging. And more this understanding is dawning on you, the more and more you accept it, you allow it, you want it. That's why I'm not into that you should do anything or drop anything. It's not a struggle, it's just an allowing. Then things that people are struggling with to drop and bad habit, they just go by themselves. Because suddenly you start functioning on a higher level of consciousness, a deeper level of being. Then the things that you thought was difficult is already gone. You just laugh. That's what I mean. I say, I have no technique, but these things happen. And they happen in a loving atmosphere, in a trusting atmosphere, where you can allow yourself to relax, go deeper. Because it's there, waiting. But ordinary people never get in contact with it, because they are not in the right climate as such. Beloved Master, how to be free from this fear of death and the fear of disappearing into the nothingness that is my very own nature? Just see the stupidity of it. That's all. Just see the stupidity. Who's going to win? This is the fact. You are going to disappear. Why be afraid? Meditate on it. See things as they are, then everything becomes in the right perspective. These things, real love, consciousness, that cuts through everything. But people, they don't know about it. Then you see things as they are. Accepting the truth, you are happy. Being afraid, you have to be tight. How to be free from this fear of dying and from the fear of disappearing into this nothingness that is my very own nature? It's no how, it is happening. Can't you see? I'm taking you there slowly, slowly. How? It is you are seeing. The more and more you see, the deeper you is already, this is already, you know, you have started, you will never forget. No, it's only to go on. Then when this gets integrated, then you are free, then you see things as they are, there are no more fear. Please, beloved, kill me at once so I can disappear in you forever. There is no easy way. You have to be integrated. You have to walk by yourself. I can tell you, yes, it's true, it's real. Come, let's walk together. I can even hold your hand, I can tickle you and everything. But you have to walk. And then you will see also. And I'm not so much into killing. Killing is not my way. Kissing is my way. So it's very strange because this is how everybody is. First, you have no clue what is your own nature. Then people are very arrogant, no? They have to be arrogant because they have no clue and they are not intelligent enough to accept that they don't know. Then they are fighting, no? That's what arrogance is. Against themselves. Then slowly, slowly, you start seeing, understanding, going deeper, becoming more humble, becoming more fragile, becoming more soft, becoming more understanding. That is how it goes. Till one day, that's what they say in India, you know, all the mixtures, they have this, I am that, that I am. That comes from that. Now it's full circle. First, no clue that they even are there. Then a big journey. Then coming back, I am that. That's all they can say. So people work on different levels, like the chakras. So depending on their understanding, their maturity, where they are in evolution as such. You have the gross body. Most people of humanity, they just are identified with the physical body. Like you say, then there is only pain, only confusion. Only desires. Then there is compassion. In the physical, identified as an egoid, then only desires, body, physical, passion. If you have transformed that, then compassion, from passion to compassion. Passion, only the physical, only emotions, only desires. You are a slave of the body, of your instinct. You are not your own master. Then you are a slave. That is passion, very hot, very unruly. Then when that is transformed, you are not a slave, you are your own master, then compassion. That is the flavor of true love, compassion. Then you are not a slave of that. You are your own master then. You can watch the physical, the mental, the emotional. Then compassion, when that is in harmony. Then all that energy that was very raw, like an uncut diamond, you can't even see that it is a diamond because it looks like a rock, it's very dirty. Then that is polished, cut down. Only the finest is left. It becomes shiny. First, just passion, just anasi, raw anasi, no control. Polished becomes compassion. Then there is peace. Because now you're functioning from a higher level. Then that understanding, that compassion, that more divine quality spreads down even to the physical. Did I kill you now? Be happy. You understand people like Kabir said, if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. This is the dying he's talking about. The disciple always asks these questions, how? It's not just like Jesus says, come, follow me, let's go for a walk, and then you'll see what happens. How can we enter into the kingdom of your God, they ask. You have to die to enter into my kingdom, he said. Then they go, ooh. This is what he means. You have to die to your little self, to your ego. But the mind, there was, ooh, I have to die. You have to die to get reborn. Or you could say you just have to see it in the right perspective. That is the art. To find a place where you can get things in the right perspective and see that what which is underneath all the turmoil. That's how the master tricks you. Tricks you into silence.
We are all strangers on the shore. Remember what your life is worth. Shines on everything, on the right and the wrong, on the weak and the strong.
beloved King of Love, it is so magical to realize that who we are and our minds belong to different worlds. It is so magical to notice how much the mind tries to separate us from our hearts. So magical to feel how lucky we are to have a guru. So magical. A guru like you, King of Love. So magical to see your compassion. Year after year, we send you the same letters with the same fears, the same dramas, the same dreams. Year after year, you respond with the same love, the same patience and care. So magical your magic. So magical your love. Love and gratitude from your crazy Basima. But crazy Basima start to see also, understand. That's a good craziness. The truth is always very simple. And what can I do? Just go on reminding you. Year after year. That is patience, love, compassion. Like the Buddha says, these bodhisattvas, who even if they can go into heaven, they wait outside, so they can maybe remind some humans to wake up before they die. And isn't it nice to live in the magic? Then I'm happy you are seeing the magical. Not many people have any wonder and magic in their life. And what can be more magic? What can be more wondrous? The more you open your eyes, everything becomes a wonder. Beloved Masters, for her, last night a whole army of emotions, thoughts and hungry ghosts took hold of me. Trying to close the door proved useless. I was shaken by this storm for a while. Laying on the bed, I started praying to you, and a strong fire came to my chest. I was literally burning and tears came, very warm tears. I felt the only thing I could do was to throw everything to that fire with my hands on my heart and your image in front of my eyes, burning, 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 letting myself die in that fire. I woke up with the body tired and aching, so calm after the storm. the heart takes flight again. A warm feeling of compassion is filling the inner space. Thank you, beloved. Welcome. Welcoming your fire. More and more grateful, I bow to your divine flame. At your feet, just lean. That's the image, one of the images they always have used, the flame and the moth. That's the master and disciple. In spite of itself, it has to go into the fire. It's too tempting. And then what happens then? Then you become the fire. You disappear, the fire is there. And this is also a very old technique that will come to any disciple, any devotee. And I've used it a lot myself. That anything that is coming up, you're having a hard time, like this whole army of emotions, thoughts, hungry growths took hold of me. But trying to close the door proved useless. Laying on the bed, I start praying to you. With my hands on the heart and your image in front of me. This is always a safe thing to call on the Master, on protection, on love. Then you offer everything. That's how it always has been in the East. Because you will be tested. And of course, when you go very high, as you have, very happy, very blissful, then the emotions, the mind, the past will come to try to disturb. But you just show them that what you do, you just put them in the fire. Because remember, it's just ghosts. It's just thoughts. If you have the right love, the right devotion, then anything. That's why it's so important. They always had that, a statue or the feet or something, a picture of the guru that reminds them to keep them steady. That's a very powerful technique if you have the connection. You have to use something that is real for you, that connects you with that. And any time the real, the love, the presence comes, then all the false has to go. Because the real is real, the false is false. How long can it torture you? So be steady. Nothing can shake you. This is the bowing down also. Bowing down to your feet. That is, you surrender. You just become that prayerfulness, that silence. But of course, many times you will be tested. And sometimes you feel so tired, again something happened. I thought I was finished with this. But be steady. And that is the best, just welcoming the fire. the fire will do its thing. And remember only that which is unreal can disappear. The real can never disappear. Knowing that, you can allow everything to burn. Only if you still want to protect the unreal, the lies, the dreams, then only then it's painful. If you are tired, if there is wisdom, if there is true seeing, then you offer everything. Because that is trust, that is surrender. It's not in your hands. They have this symbol, no, of the phoenix, the bird, it burns, you burn up and then this beautiful magical bird rises out of the ashes. That is how it is. That old crow burns up and then the beautiful phoenix comes in all the splendor and all the colors. You couldn't believe it. But it's only for those who are ready to burn. Oh.